翻译啊。哎，哥们，谁翻译？电脑翻译。练习翻嘛，你可以上来练习，可以上来练习。哥们，你上来翻译。今天晚上我们来查考约翰写信给七个教会里面的一个叫做推亚推拉。
Tonight we are to study seven letters written by John. One of the letters is to church of Thyatira.
圣经的第一卷是创世纪，记载天地的开始。
The first book of the Bible is the Genesis, talks about the creation of the world.
圣经的最后一卷启示录。记载天地的结束。
And the Revelation talks about the end of the world.
所以这本圣经是有始有终的书。
Therefore, this book has the beginning, also has the ending.
是描写人类的历史、宇宙的历史的一本书。
Describes the history of all the cosmos and human mankind.
啊，约翰写信给七个教会。
John has written seven letters to the churches.
七代表完全数
，and seven represent the perfect number。
所以耶稣说，你们要饶恕人七十个七次。
Just as Jesus said, you should forgive others 70 times 7。
这并不是说到491次你就不必饶恕。
It does not mean we have to give forgiveness to a person 490 times，
而是要完全的饶恕。
But must forgive them with our perfect heart。
所以约翰写信给七个教会，就是写信给所有的教会。
Therefore, the letter to the seven churches means to all the churches.
那当时的七个教会，今天就是代表所有的真教会。
And these seven churches now typified the true church today.
所以这七封信也是写信给今天我们所有的真教会。
Therefore, these seven churches also meant to all the believers of the church today.
啊，约翰写信给这个教会里面所提到的内容有一些共同点。
And all the contents that John written to all the seven churches, they have one common point.
第一个
first point,
先提醒他神是谁。
To remind what God was.
第二个
second,
来赞美他们的优点。
To praise what is their good comings.
第三个
third,
要责备他们的缺点。
And to rebuke that their shortcomings.
第四个
fourth,
要勉励他们改进。
To exhort them that they have to improve themselves.
第五个
fifth,
给他们应许。
To give them promise.
所以我们在查考这个书的时候，
So when we study all the letters,
其实就是要让我们教会晓得我们有什么优点，我们有什么缺点。
It is to get to let us to know what is our shortcomings and what is our good advantage of the church.
我们要保持教会的优点，要革除教会的缺点。
We ought to preserve the good comings of the church and try to abandon all the shortcomings and get improved.
那么我们这教会才会渐渐达到完全。
Then the church may ever to reach to perfectness.
请看。启示录第二章。
The same to Revelation chapter 2.
启示录第二章十八节。
Chapter 2 verse 18.
在357页。第二章十八节。
Chapter 2 verse 18.
你要写信给推亚推拉教会的使者说，那个火幕如同烟幕如同火焰。脚向光明同的神子说，十九节
19th,
我知道你的行为，爱心、信心、勤劳、忍耐，又知道你末后所行的善事比起初所行的更多。二十节
20th,
然而有一件事情我要责备你，就是你容让那自称是先知的妇人耶洗别教导我仆人，引诱他们行奸淫，吃祭偶像之物。二十一节
21th,
我曾给他们悔改的机会，他们却不肯悔改他的淫行。二十二节
22.
看啊，我要叫他病卧在床，那些与他行淫的若不悔改所行的，我也要叫他们同受大患难。二十三节
23.
我要杀死他们的党内，叫众教会知道我是那查看人肺腑心肠的，并且要照着你们的行为报应你们个人。我们先查考这一段。
Let us study all the verses.
啊，这一段圣经在提醒推亚推拉教会。
This verse is actually to remind the church in Thyatira.
那个对他们发声讲话的神是什么样的神？
What is the God which has spoken to them?
第一个
First,
神是眼目如同火焰的神。
God, he has eyes like a flame of fire.
神的眼睛好像火焰。
His eyes just like a flame of fire.
眼睛代表什么？
What is the eyes typifies for?
眼睛代表一个人的精神。
And the eyes can symbolic our spirit of a human being.
眼睛代表一个人的威严。
And eyes also can mend our terrifying of a person.
所以一个人如果精神好，眼睛会发光。
If a person who has a good spirit, that means he has a very good eyesight.
一个人如果睡眠不足，睡眼惺惺。
If a person who did not have an insufficient sleep, then his eyes may be dim.
所以圣经说，一个人眼睛如果明亮，全身就光明。
Therefore, according to the Bible, if a person whose eyes is bright,That means he must have a good spirit.
那一个人眼睛如果昏花，全身就黑暗。
Then if his eyes are dim, that means he is darkness.
有的小孩子不敢看他父亲的眼睛。
Some children they dare to look at their parents' eyes.
敢看他的脚，敢看他的胸部，但不敢看他眼睛。
They can look on their bodies, but they will not dare to look on his father's eyes.
因为这个父亲的眼睛有的太威严。
For because maybe his father has a solemn eyes.
有的父母对孩子看一眼，这个孩子就跑掉了。
Sometimes the parent take a look on the children may be scared and flee.
那么神是什么眼睛？
What is the eyes that God has?
圣经说神的眼睛像火焰。
Now according to scripture, the eyes of God just like a flame of fire.
火焰就是代表光明。
And the flame of fire means in lightness.
神的眼�ing是光明的。
God's eyes has bright.
火焰可以焚烧一切
，and the flame of fire can spoil all the things.
所以神的眼睛是威严的
，therefore his eyes actually comes with solemn.
因此，有的信徒犯罪了
，some believers they commit sins.
来教会参加圣餐礼
，and we come here to observe to partake the holy communion.
我们教会里面有发生过这个事情
，in our church we did have this kind of event happen.
有一对大眼睛一直看他。
There was a big eyes looking upon him.
看到他坐不下去，赶快出去。
Until he cannot stay there, therefore he left.
神的眼睛好像火焰。
The eyes of God just like a flame of fire.
那么眼睛就是要看东西的。
And our eyes is looking on a certain object.
这是眼睛的功用。
That is the functions of the eyes.
那圣经在描写说神的眼睛像火焰，到底在讲什么？
And what is the means by here says the eyes of God just like a flame of fire.
这代表说神用他的眼睛在查看
means he uses his eyes to search
神是无所不在的
God is omnipotent
所以神的查看是无所不在的
therefore his eyes can look on everywhere
人跑到月球上
when as a human we climb up to the moon
神的眼睛在那里
God is also there
人钻到海底下去
if we are dive inside the ocean
神的眼睛在那里
God's eyes still remain there
人爬到山上去
if we climb up to the mountain
神的眼睛在那里
his eyes also there
人下到地下室
if we go into the underground
神的眼睛在那里
his eyes also there
所以人不论走到哪里
no matter where we go as a human being
神用他如同火焰的眼睛在看每一个人
and his eyes just like a flame fire is searching on every one of us
在看什么
what is he looking for
请看诗篇139篇
listen to Psalms 149
诗篇一百三十九篇
Psalms 139 Excuse me 139
第一节
Verse 1
耶和华你已经鉴察我认识我第二节
Verse 2
我坐下来我起来你都晓得你从远处知道我的意念第三节
3
我行路我躺卧你都细查你也深知道我一切所行的第四节
Verse 4
耶和华我舌头上的话你没有一句不知道的第五节
Verse 5
你在我前后环绕我按手在我身上第六节
6
这样的知识奇妙是我不能测的至高是我不能及的这里说神在鉴察我们
Yes, it says God actually he is searching on us
神用他的眼睛在鉴察我们
He uses his eyes to search on us
因为他鉴察我们所以神认识我们
Now because of his searching therefore he knows us
那么神在鉴察我们什么
What is he looking for
这里大卫这样说
Here King David makes this statement
他说我坐下来我起来
I sit down and I write.
你从远处看我的心在想什么。
You can listen to my thoughts from a far distance.
所以神用他如同火焰的眼睛在看每一个人心在想什么。
Therefore, God uses His eyes just like a flame of fire to look upon what kind of thought we have.
中国有一句话说：“知人知面不知心。”
According to the Chinese proverbs, we can know a person, but we cannot know what he's thinking.
人看得出来。
We can see a person very easily.
面貌认得出来。
We can know from their faces.
但是你不知道他在想什么。
But we are not able to know what is their thinking.
但是每一个人的心在神的面前是赤露、敞开、无所掩盖。
Our thoughts actually are naked in front of God, but before His eyes.
所以一个敬虔的人
，a person who is very godly,
他不但是不敢做坏事
，he will not dare to commit sins.
他不敢想坏事
，he will not able to think of evil things.
因为他知道无论他在哪里，神都在看他在想什么。
For he knows very well that his thoughts actually are under control by God.
有的时候我们会胡思乱想
，sometimes we think without any consideration.
因为想并没有犯罪
，because thinking cannot commit sins.
也因为我们不没有人知道我们在想什么。
Of course, people may not know what we are thinking.
但是圣经告诉我们
，but according to the scripture,
神知道我们在想什么。
God knows what is our thoughts.
所以要保持一个纯洁的思想，这很重要。
Therefore, it is our obligation to keep our thoughts more godliness.
神要照我们的思想来定我们有罪还是有义。
God will judge whether we are righteousness or unrighteous according to our thoughts and thinking.
而不单是照我们的行为。
Not even simply according to our conducts and deeds.
请看耶利米书十七章。
Listen to Jeremiah chapter 17.
第九节
Jeremiah chapter 17 verse 9
在904页人心比万物都诡诈坏到极处谁能试透呢第十节
10.
我耶和华是鉴察人心试验人肺腑的要照个人所行的和他做的事情报应他所以说人的心诡诈坏到极处谁能知道呢
Here says the heart of human being is deceived over all things who can understand
神知道
but God knows
所以神在鉴察人的心神在试验人的心
therefore God searched the mind and tried the heart
因此大卫在他的灵修的功夫里面
David in his life of spirituality
在诗篇里面有一句话他在祷告
in Psalms he makes this kind of prayer
他求神能够鉴察他的心思意念
He begged the Lord can search his thoughts and his mind
看他里面有什么错的意念没有
To see whether his mind has kind of deceitful thoughts
所以一个人的灵修程度开始进步的时候
A person whose spirituality starts to get advanced
他会进步到开始注意自己在想什么
He will start to know pay attention on what about his thinking
而不单单是注意自己在做什么
He will not simply emphasize on his conduct
因为神的眼目在查看我们的思想
For eyes of God actually is searching on our thoughts and our minds
第二个
Second
圣经里面讲说我们走在路上我们躺卧神都在查看我们的行为
Also according to the scriptures the path we walk God actually is searching on us
所以我们每一个人所做的神都在查看
All our conducts which we performed actually is searching by from us from God
中国古代有一个故事
There was a story in ancient China
有一个人要送一笔钱贿赂给一个官
There was a person who wanted to give some money to bribe an officer
然后这个官说我不能收钱
And this officer said I will not receive your money
这个人说为什么
And the guy asked why
现在也没有人看到啊
No one knows and no one can see
但这个官说
But this officer said
天知地知你知我知
Heaven and the earth knows Also you and I we all know this matter
天就是神
Heaven means God
所以我们人如果觉得说你不论在做什么神都在看你我们会很小心
We will be very careful if you know that all the things we perform God is actually looking on us
有一句话这样说
There's a famous proverb says
一个人要决定他是什么样的人
A person wants to decide what kind of person he is
要看当没有人看到他的时候他在做什么
Then he will do it certain thingswhere there's no people looking on him
那么他就是什么人
then he would be that kind of person
当有人在看我们的时候
when someone who are watching on us
我们所做的
what all the things we conduct
一定会不一样
will not be the same
当没有人在看我们的时候
Similarly, if there's nobody looking on us,
我们做的会在另外一样。
Then we would perform different things.
所以人的行为在人的眼前跟没有人看到往往是不一样。
Therefore, our conducts which we performed before eyes of men would not be different. Will be different when we perform our conducts there when there's nobody.
但是我们要纪念一句话。
But we have to remember one word.
不论有没有人看到我们在做什么。
Whether there is a person or not who are looking on us.
神看到我们。
God sees us.
因此我们就会很小心过信仰生活。
Therefore, we ought to live in a good in a life with attention.
那神用他的火目的眼睛在看什么？
God, what kind of objects that God is looking for with his eyes of flame of fire?
要看我们嘴所讲的每一句话。
Is to detect our word and our speech.
大卫在这里说。
Here King David says,
说我舌头上的话没有一句你不知道。
And all my mouth out from my lips, you know all.
所以敬虔的人很注重言语。
A person who are godly, they will take care of their utterance.
那人最容易犯罪的就是言语。
We as a human being, we were very easy to commit sins from our lip.
以赛亚先知他已经做了先知。
Isaiah, when he became a prophet,
当他看到神向他显现的时候
，when he observed that God actually revealed to him,
他第一句话说
，and first word he speak,
说祸灾了，我有祸了。
He said, "Woe to me."
因为我是嘴唇不洁的人。
For myself, I cannot keep clean from my lip.
我是住在嘴唇不洁的民当中。
My lip actually lived in rather dirty.
所以我们人这个嘴最容易犯罪。
Therefore, our lips were is easy to commit sins.
但是我们却很容易原谅自己的嘴所犯的罪。
But we are as a human being, we can simply forget our sins which we conduct from our lips.
圣经说，每一句话神都知道。
In the Bible says, all the word we utter, God knows.
有时候我们跟人讲话谈论很投机。
Sometimes when we have a good conversation with others,
一不留心就对另外一个人批评了两三句。
Without any cautions, we would make any criticisms on others.
啊，第二天忘了一干二净。
Next morning, we will forget what we have told.
但是我们要知道。
But we ought to understand.
每一句从我们嘴巴出来的，神都在记录。
All the things uttered from my lips actually has been recorded by God.
所以耶稣说。
Therefore.Jesus said,
当审判的时候，人所说的每一句闲话都要供出来审判。
When the judgment time comes, all the utterance will be judged.
因此，我们现在所说的话
，Therefore the utterance we spoke today,
将来神要摆在我们面前。你哪一天、哪一时、哪一分、在哪里讲什么话
？In the judgment, in the day of judgment, God will lay down all the speech we spoke.
用这样来定我们有罪还是有罪。
Then He will judge whether we are righteousness or we are unrighteous.
所以神在看我们讲话。
Therefore God actually sees.And look on our speech.
我们要谨慎。
We ought to be patient and to be careful.
那神在查看我们有什么目的呢
？What is the functions or purpose for Him to search?
我们去看启示录第二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
23节。
Verse 23.
我要杀死他们的党内，叫众教会知道我是那查看人肺腑心肠的，并且要照你们的行为报应你们个人。这里说神在查看你的肺腑心肠。
Here it says God actually searches mind and our heart.
那重要就是要照着个人的行为来报应个人。
And He will give to each of us according to our works deserved.
所以人死的并不是这样就完了。
Therefore, it is not the ending after the death of a human life.
当人断了最后一口气
，when we give the last breath,
人就要面临神做一个最后的总算账。
We will face the final judgment before God.
就是要照着每一个人所做的行为
means to according to our conduct which we perform
所以人生有一个定律
therefore in human life we have a certain definition
我们种什么我们就会收什么
whatever we sow we will reap
种好的就会收好的
the sow is good then we may reap the good fruit
种坏的就会收坏的
otherwise then if we sow bad then we will reap the bad fruit
所以生命就是一个投资
therefore the life just like an investment
我们投下去将来我们就会得到
when we invest then in the future we will be able to obtain
请看加拉太书
let's turn to Colossians
加拉太书第六章
Galatians chapter 6
第七节
Verse 7.
不要自欺，神是千万不得的，人种的是什么，收的也是什么。第八节。
Verse 8.
顺着情欲中撒种的，必从情欲收败坏；顺着圣灵撒种的，必从圣灵收永生。第九节。
Verse 9.
我们行善不可以丧志，若是不灰心，到的时候就要收成。第十节。
10.
所以有机会就应当向众人行善，向信徒一家人更应当是如此。第七节说神是千万不得。
Yeah, Verse 7 says God is not mocked.
所以人种什么收的也什么。
Whatever a man sows, like, he will also reap.
那顺着情欲种的必从情欲收败坏。
Those who sows to his own flesh will from the flesh reap corruption.
那情欲就是指的肉体。
And actually flesh means our physical body.
人如果种的是肉属肉的，收的就是属肉的。
If our sowed rather in flesh, therefore we would reapfresh also.
什么叫做种的属肉？
What is sold in flesh?
顺从我们肢体的愿望来活，就是种属肉。
Means we sold according to our own flesh desire and lust.
我们脚想要走哪里，就让它去走。
Our pace may walk according to our feet desire to go.
不管我心中的圣灵怎么感动。
We would not care about the movement from our Holy Spirit.
我们眼睛想要看什么，我们就去看。
Our eyes may look on certain things according to our own desire.
我们不管圣经怎么记载。约束我们眼睛。
We would not care how Bible has said that we should control our eyes.
我们嘴巴想要讲什么就顺他去讲，讲得痛快。
Our utterance may do it according to our own desire.
我们不管道理怎么讲。
We would not care about what is the truth says.
那么这种顺着肉体、顺着情欲去种的
，this kind of sowing in according to our flesh，
到了收割的时候就是败坏。
Then when he during the reap time, then he will have the flesh reap corruption.
所以顺着肉，罗马书里面讲说，属肉的人不能得神的喜欢。
According to Romans, those who belong to the flesh will not be pleased by God.
什么叫属肉的人
？What is my meaning of belong to the flesh?
就是天天活在肉体的控制、统治、带领之下。
Means every day they live under the control of the flesh and their own desire.
那这里讲说，顺着圣灵撒种要收永生。
And it says those who can.Reap according to the flesh may sow according to the flesh may reap eternal life.
什么叫做圣灵顺圣灵撒种
？What I mean by sow according to the Holy Spirit?
旧约时代以色列民走旷野路。
In the Old Testament, when people of Israel they walk through the wilderness,
有云柱跟火柱在带领他们。
They have the cloud and fire pillar to guide their path.
所以他们要走哪里？
Whenever they go,
要朝东，要朝西。
Whenever they want to go to the direction of north,
他们本身是没有意见的。
They did not have any idea.
要看云柱怎么带。
They have to follow according to the directions of the fire and cloud.
所以他们的脚是顺着云柱来走的。
Therefore, their pace actually walk according to the fire of pillar.
这就是顺着圣灵。
That is, they can do it according to the flesh. According to the Holy Spirit.
到最后，圣灵就把他们带到迦南地。
And at the end, the Holy Spirit guide them into the land of Canaan.
那今天我们的圣灵是住在我们里面。
Today, our Holy Spirit abide in our mind.
那我们这个圣灵会很活泼，在感动我们。
And the Holy Spirit can move us vividly.
我们要做什么善事
？Whenever we want to perform the good work,
圣灵会感动我们应该这样做才对。
Holy Spirit will move us to do so.
我们不应该做什么坏事。
If we are not supposed to commit sins,
圣灵会感动我们不应该这样做。
And Holy Spirit, we said we should not do it.
所以一个人如果顺从圣灵在心中的感动
，a person who can obey himself in the movement of the Holy Spirit,
将来他要在神的面前收到永生。
Then in the future, he would have reap of the eternal life before God.
为什么我们现在常常有人觉得这个圣灵的感动不清楚
？But why sometimes we feel that it is not clear when we have the movement of the Holy Spirit?
有两个原因。
There are two reasons.
第一个
，first reason，
当我们开始得到圣灵的时候
，when we have received the Holy Spirit，
这个圣灵常常在感动我们
，and the Holy Spirit actually moved us constantly.
那我们常常把它压制，不管它
，and we just control the Holy Spirit do not care.
到最后圣灵就不会感动我们。
And at the end, the Holy Spirit will not care about us.
因为我们已经忽略了圣灵在我们内心感动。
For we have neglected the movement from the Holy Spirit.
第二个原因
，second reason，
因为我们圣灵不充满。
For we don't have the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
一个人如果被圣灵充满
，a person who are filled with the Holy Spirit，
神的灵要带领他的心思意念
，then the Spirit of God may guide his thoughts and his mind，
会带领他的言语脚步
，and also will guide his walk and his path and also his utterance.
所以顺圣灵撒种就会收永生。
Therefore, those who sow in the Holy Spirit may reap in eternal life.
我们再看启示录第二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
十八节。
Verse 18. Chapter 2, verse 18.
你要写信给推亚推拉教会说，那眼目如同火焰，脚像光明之铜的神的子这样说。这里说神的脚像光明的铜。
Here again says, the feet of God are just like a brushed bronze.
脚代表什么？
What is the feet represent for?
脚代表行为。
It can represent our deed.
所以我们洗脚礼的时候，脚洗干净了，要洁净我们行为。
Therefore, during the water bodies, what was it? During the sacrament of foot washing, when we wash our feet, means we have to make ourselves pure.
啊，神的一切的行为都是光明的。
And all the conducts performed by God actually is bright.
圣经说神就是光。
According to the Bible, God is light.
在他毫无黑暗。
With him, there is no darkness.
所以住在光里面的人，
therefore those who live in darkness,
就不行在黑暗里面。
Would not walk in darkness.
行在黑暗里面的人，
those who abide in darkness,
他就与神无份。
He has no portion with God.
请看约翰福音第三章。
Let's turn to John chapter 3.
约翰福音第三章
John chapter
3 十九节
verse 19，
光来到世界，世人因为自己行的是恶的，不爱光倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就在此。二十节
20
凡作恶的便是恨光，并不来救光，恐怕他行为受责备。这二十一节
21
但行真理的必来救光，要显明他所行的是靠神而行。所以说光来到世间，光就是神。
Here says light come to the world, light is God.
那世人因为自己行的是恶的，就不爱来就近神。
Here men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil.
很多人不要信耶稣。
And many people they would not believe in Jesus Christ.
为什么？
Why?
我如果信耶稣，我就不能过我以前的生活。
Because if I believe in Jesus, I would not have much freedom than used to be.
为什么我不能过以前生活？
Why I cannot have the past life?
圣经说
According to scripture,
耶稣是光，
Jesus is light.
信耶稣要过光明的生活。
A lost person who believe Jesus will not live in darkness.
所以喜欢黑暗这种生活的人就不喜欢信耶稣。
Those who love to live in darkness will dislike Jesus.
所以说凡作恶的便是恨光。
Those who conduct evil deedThey were not like, they were deep in darkness.
所以神的脚像光明的铜。
Therefore, the light and the feet of God just like a light bronze.
啊，这告诉我们说，我们的行为要很光明。
It means our deed must be in. It means we have to have a good deed.
才能跟神同行。
Then we will walk together with God.
那约翰对推亚推拉教会赞美他们有优点。
And here, there's a good point that.John mentioned.
请看启示录第二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
十九节。
19.
我知道你的行为、爱心、信心、勤劳、忍耐，又知道你末后所行的善事，比起初所行的更多。这一节在描写推亚推拉教会的优点。
Here it talks about the good points of the church.
在神看起来最美丽的教会不是建筑物很高大。
In the eyes of God, the most beautiful church is not on according to his outer building,
也不是这个建筑物很堂皇。
Or not the beautiful of the architecture,
也不是说这个教会人数很多。
Or not based on the multitudes or the members of the church,
在神看起来最漂亮的教会就是这个教会里面的信徒有美德。
According to the eyes of God, whether the, it based on the virtue ofthe church
有属灵的品德，
has the good character spiritually.
所以神很看重一个人内在的美。
Therefore God actually emphasized on our inner beauty.
而神忽略了一个人外在有什么美。
He will negate the external beauty of a human being.
推亚推拉教会的这些优点，
and those good points in the church of Thyatira,
他们有信心，
they have the faith.
有爱心，
they have the love.
他们会勤劳，
and also they work quite diligently.
他们会忍耐，
they can endurance.
其实这要讲三件事情。
Here it talks about three things.
他们的信徒有信心，
their members have the faith,
有盼望
have the hope,
有忍耐
also have the patience.
请看帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章
listen to 1 Thessalonians chapter 1
帖撒罗尼迦前书第一章
First Thessalonians chapter 1
第三节
Verse 3
在神我们父的面前不住的纪念你们因信心所做的功夫因爱心所受的劳苦因盼望我们主耶稣基督所存的忍耐这里讲会怎么影响我们
Yeah, says, what would be the influence when, in love, hope, and endurance?
一个有信心的人就会有功夫的表现
A person who has the faith, then they will show in their work.
这个功夫就是具体的一种行为的表现
And this work may be a concrete, manifestation.
圣经说信心就是我们常常聚会
Faith means we should observe the service often.
信心就是我们尽本分来奉献。
The faith means we should do our obligation to offer us to make some offering.
信心就是我们有行为。
Faith means we also have a good conduct.
这都是功夫。
This is all the work.
再来，因为爱心所存的忍耐。
And because the love and the steadfast love,
爱会产生忍耐。
Then love will produce endurance.
因为忍耐劳苦，爱会产生劳苦。
And love also can produce labor.
劳苦就是牺牲。
And labor means we sacrifice.
所以这个当时的教会会牺牲。
Therefore, the church at that time they can sacrifice themselves.
信徒很愿意牺牲。
And the members there they would sacrifice themselves with a willingness heart.
愿意为神牺牲，为人牺牲。
They would sacrifice for man and for God.
这就是一种爱的表现。
It is the manifestation of their love.
因盼望所存的忍耐。
And also the patience which they come from their steadfast love.
人有盼望就会忍耐。
When we have the hope, then we would enjoy ourselves.
农夫在撒种是带着盼望。
When farmers they sow, they have the hope.
所以耕种虽然辛苦，
even though it is hard for them to do all the farming work,
但是可以忍耐。
But they would able to endure themselves.
所以人如果没有盼望，
if a person without a hope,
人就忍耐不下去。
Then we were not able to sustain all the patience.
我们看这学生读书很痛苦，很辛苦在读。
Behold, the students they are studying quite hard.
如果我们告诉他，
if you tell those students,
你读这么用功没有用，
it is not use for you to spend more time in your study,
你考不上大学，
you will not able to get into the good university.
如果他没有盼望，
if he has no hope,
他就不会读书，
he will not study.
我们信仰生活也是一样，
it is the same in our faith.
为什么我们能够忍耐一切的劳苦试炼？
Well, we are able to endure all the tribulations and all the trials.
因为我们有一个盼望，
because we have a hope,
就是神
means God,
就是天国
heaven.
我们再看启示录第二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 2.
现在我们来查看推亚推拉教会到底有什么缺点。
We don't know, we don't study what is their shortcomings.
一个有信心，一个有盼望，一个有爱心的教会竟然也有缺点。
A church that have hope, they have love, they have faith, but actually they still have some shortcomings.
二十节。
Verse 20.
然而有一件事情我要责备你的，就是你容让那自称是先知的妇人耶洗别教导我的仆人，引诱他们行奸淫，吃祭偶像之物。二十一节。
21.
我曾给他们悔改的机会，他们却不肯悔改他的淫行。这里讲说推亚推拉教会的缺点就是顺服耶洗别的教训。
Here it says, the church there they can follow to the doctrines of the woman Jezebel.
耶洗别就是亚哈王的太太。
And Jezebel actually was the wife of the king Ahab.
圣经说这耶洗别是一个泼妇，非常不简单的妇人。
And according to the Bible, that woman Jezebel was rather a bad woman.
所以她控制她的丈夫，引诱全国拜偶像。
Therefore, she controlled her husband and commit all the people to worship the idols.
最后神兴起了以利亚先知。
And in a later time, God asked Prophet Elijah,
带着神的能力，一个人跟四百五十个先知在对抗。
And he had the power of God, and he fought with 400 false prophets.
最后把所有先知杀掉。
And in the end, he killed all the false prophets.
结果三年半不下雨的天就开始下雨。
And three and a half years, the heaven did not rain, but it rained.
也许别的错误就是引导百姓拜偶像。
The shortcomings of Jezebel means she commanded all the people to worship idols.
这里讲说他们行奸淫。
And here it says the conduct in immorality.
奸淫有两个意思。
There are two meanings in this kind of immorality.
第一个。
First meaning.
一个人有了第二个对象，这就是奸淫。
A person who
除了夫妻之外有另外一个对象，
besides the spouse, if they have another party, means they have committed immorality.
这种是肉体上的关系。
That is what we call the relation based upon on their physical body.
我们信主这么久，应该不会犯这个。
After since we believe in Jesus for a long time, I don't think we commit these kind of sins.
但是这里所提到的奸淫
，But here the immorality mentioned here
是指的属灵上
，is meant in our spirituality.
也就是说，一个人的心同时爱两个
，means our heart actually loved two objects.
既然爱神也爱世界
，we love God also, but we love the world.
既然拜神也拜偶像
，we worship God, but also we worship the idols.
那在神看起来，这个人属灵上犯奸淫
，in the eyes of God, like he has committed immorality.
所以旧约时代这些先知啊。用淫妇来形容以色列国。
Therefore, in Old Testament time, the prophet used this the woman, the woman, the big woman to typify the people, the kingdom of Israel.
一个国家怎么能够用淫妇来代表呢？
How can a country can be represented by those evil women?
只有一个女人可以说是淫妇。
How can we say that the woman actually she is a harlot?
因为当时的以色列国家，她的心转离了神。
In that time, the Israel, their heart actually depart from God.
他的心在拜偶像。
And their heart worship idols.
所以当一个人心从神的身上转移，开始到任何一件事情的时候，
Therefore, when his heart start to turn from God and turn to other side,
在神的面前他已经是不坚贞了，不忠贞了。
In the sight of God, in the eyes of God, he actually is unchaste.Unchastity.
一个女人最可贵的就是贞洁。
The woman, the virtue of a woman is about her chastity.
每一个人在神的面前，我们都是基督的心腹。
A person who before God we are Jesus bride.
所以我们神最可贵的就是我们向神保持一颗专一的心。
Therefore, it is our obligation that we should keep ourselves pure before God.
爱神就不要爱世界。
When we love God, we will not love the world. 因为
世界跟神是相对。
For the world and God, they are actually against each other.
约翰一书说什么叫世界？
According to the first John, what is the world?
世界就是眼目的情欲。
And the world means the lust of our eyes.
如果一个人追求眼目的满足，
if a person who seek for the satisfaction from his eyes,
超过了他追求神。
More than what he's looked on God,
他已经爱世界。
Then he has already loved the world.
如果一个人坐在电视的前面，
if a person who sits before the television,
那满足超过从神来的满足，
and he gained more satisfaction from TV rather than he gained from Jesus,
那么世界已经做他的王了。
Then actually the world became his king.
什么叫做爱世界？
What I mean by what is my mean of loving the world?
世界就是肉体的情欲。
Love also, the world also commands our flesh desire.
肉体的情欲就是吃喝穿住。
And the flesh desire means we eat, drinking, and we live in a very luxury life.
食衣住行娱乐，肉体的情欲。
And we enjoy our physical body.
所以一个人如果追求肉体的满足，超过了追求神。
A person who seek rather heavily on earth rather than from God.
他已经失去了对神存的清洁、纯一、贞洁的心。
He had lost the confidence and also the concentration toward God.
因为这些就是世界。
For all the things are actually belong to the world.
什么叫世界？
What is the world?
世界就是今生的骄傲。
The world also means the pride of life.
一个人如果在世界要跟人较长短，
A person wanted to compare with others in the world.
出风头。
To be an outstanding person,
有虚荣
also to have a sense of glory.
那么圣经说他已经爱世界。
Then according to the scripture, he already loved the world.
爱神的心就不在里面。
And his heart of loving the Lord will not be abide in him.
所以我们住在这个花花世界、彩色世界里面。
Since we live in this colorful and wonderful world,
我们是很容易被引诱。离开的专一爱神的心。
We are very easy to be tempted by the world and depart from God.
所以，约翰写信给推亚推拉教会。
Therefore, John wrote a letter to the church in Thyatira.
你们要改进，就是不要顺服耶许别的教训。
You ought to repent, do not follow to the doctrines of the woman Jezebel.
犯了奸淫。
To commit sins.
我们不要在属灵上对神不贞洁。
We will not commit sins in our spiritually.
我们再看。神给推亚推拉教会有什么应许？
What is the promise that brought to them from God?
请看第二章，启示录第二章。
Revelation chapter 2.
25节。
Verse 25.
但你们已经有的总要持守只等到我来。26节。
26.
那得胜又遵守我命令到底的，我要赐给他权柄制服列国。27节。
27.
他必用铁杖辖管他们。将自己如同摇户瓦器打得粉碎，像我从父领受的权柄一样。28节。
28。
我又要把晨星赐给他。29节。
29。
圣灵向众教会所说的，凡是有耳朵就应该听。这里神勉励推亚推拉教会的信徒。
Here God actually gives some exhortation to the members in that church.
你们要持守你们所有的美德。
You ought to hold whatever is good virtue in you.
学问如逆水行舟，不进则退。
Our wisdom is just like we have the boat. We have to make advancement in our knowledge.
我们在属灵上的功夫也是一样。
It is the same in our spiritual work.
在属灵上如果没有进步，就是退步。
If we do not make advancement in our spiritual, then we will be declined.
那这里啊，神请他们说，你们要持守所有的，不要退步。
And here God said, only hold fast what you have.
那如果你们得胜了
，If you have conquered,
持守道理到最后。
When you keep my word until the end,
神要赐给他们权柄。
And I will give you the power over the all nations.
然后28节说
，And 28 says,
我又要把晨星赐给他。
And I will give you the morning star.
凡是得胜的
，those who have victory.
什么叫得胜
？What I mean by victory?
一个人成功
，a person who had a successful life,
不是在于他得到博士学位。他就成功了。
Not depend on he obtained his doctorate degree.
不是在乎他赚百万财产，他成功了。
Oh, not depend on whether he make more money.
不是在乎他得到高的地位，他成功了。
Or whether he had a very good position.
一个人的成功，人生是不是成功
？A person, whether he successful or not,
盖棺才能论定。
Then after his death, then we can make the judgment.
就是断气那一口气才能断定这个人人生有没有成功。
After he gives his last breath, then we can judge whether he has a successful life.
什么叫做成功的人生
？What is a successful life?
一句话
，There's one word.
一个守住信仰的人
，A person who can keep his faith.
一个跑完天路历程的人
，A person who can walk through the journey of heaven.
一个打胜仗的人
，A person who can fight a good war.
那这种人，神要把晨星赐给他。
And this person that God will give him the morning star.
晨星是什么
？What is the morning star？
你看启示录二十二章。
Let's turn to Revelation chapter 22。
启示录二十二章十六节。
Revelation chapter 22 verse 16。
我主耶稣差遣我的使者为众教会将这些事向你们证明。我是大卫的根，又是他的后裔。我是明亮的晨星。这里想说耶稣是大卫的根
Here it says Jesus actually is the root of David
耶稣是大卫的后裔
And Jesus actually also the offspring of David
耶稣是明亮的晨星
And he as well is the bright morning star
所以凡是信仰持守到最后一口气的
Those who is able to keep his faith until his last end
神要将耶稣赐给他
God will give him Jesus
大卫在诗篇这样说
And David made these psalms in his psalms
耶和华是我的产业
Jesus is my inheritance
利未记里面这样说
And in the book of Leviticus
利未人没有产业
In the Levites they do not have any possessions
神就是他们的产业
God actually is their possession
所以世界上最有价值的
What is the most valuable things in the earth
就是耶稣
It's Jesus
世界上最值得我们追求的
What will be the most things that we should look upon on
就是耶稣
Also Jesus
世界上永远不会消灭不会改变的
What is the things that is unperishable
就是耶稣
Also Jesus
所以一个人如果在信仰上得胜他就会得到耶稣
A person who can victorious over his faith That means he is able to obtain Jesus
东方人的父母东方人的观念跟美国人对钱的观念不太一样
The concepts of the ordinary people are rather different than the concepts of the western people toward the money
美国人为什么要赚钱
Why in here would they have to make money?
因为我要用钱
Because I want to spend the money.
所以赚到钱就要用钱
Therefore, when they have the money, they spend all the money they earned.
东方人为什么要赚钱
And in the Oriental society, why we have to make money?
为了要积钱
Because we want to save more money.
所以积给后代
And to save the money to our offspring.
但是我们要记得一句话
But we have to remember this statement.
信仰超过一切
Faith actually surpasses all.
如果我们的后代有了神
If ourgenerations they have God as their possession
他就有了一切
that he has all the possessions
如果我们的后代失去了神
if our generation lost their faith
他所有的一切都要归空
and all his possessions will be in vain
因为唯有神才是真实的永远的
because only God is the everlasting is the truth
所以我们每一个人信仰持守到最后要得到耶稣本身
a person who can keep or preserve his faith until his last end will obtain Jesus
唱诗
let us sing him
我们刚刚查到查稿最后一点就是信仰得胜要得到耶稣
we have studied that our faith the end we have to obtain Jesus
所以我们在生活上不要忙到我们没有时间关心我们家庭的信仰
therefore when we even though we have a very busy life but we should not we have to concern about our faith of a family
我们生活水准可以降低一点点但是我们子女的信仰绝对不能降低。
We may able to degenerate our living, the cost of living, but we cannot degenerate their faith.
最近我在看一本我们教会出的杂志。
Recently, I saw a magazine article from our church.
有一个传道娘写一篇文章。
There was an article written by a wife of a minister.
她先生在做传道。
Her husband is a minister.
她太太在上班。
And actually, she works outside.
非常忙。
She was very busy.
因为她收入也相当不错。
For she had a rather very good income.
那最近她发生了一些事情。
And recently, she happened an event happened on her.
所以她把工作辞掉。
Therefore, she quit her job.
她辞掉以后，她开始在教她的儿子。
And after she quit her job, she started to instruct her children.
她在宗教教育这本刊物，她这样说。
And she said in the article, in a religious education article.
说当她开始在教她的孩子的时候
，When she started to instruct her children,
她才知道她的小孩子对信仰了解太少。
And she perceived that her son actually, her children actually understood little bit of the faith.
很多从小要有的观念，她现在都没有。
The children did not have the fundamental faith.
所以他很感谢神，让他能够辞掉工作来教他的儿子。
Therefore, she gave thanks to God that she can quit her job and instruct her children.
这个见证让我一个勉励。
And this kind of testimony actually give me some exhortation.
不论我们多忙
，No matter how busy we are,
不要忘记
，Do not neglect.
生活水准可以降低一点。
We can degenerate our cost of living.
但是子女的信仰不能降低。
But we have to pay attention to the faith of our own children.
因为得到耶稣，人生才有意义。
For when we obtain Jesus Christ, then we might have a meaningful life.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let us offer our prayer together.
我们祷告的时候
，In this prayer,
特别为着身体病患的同龄祷告。
And especially pray for those who possess infirmity.
求主耶稣的灵充满他们，让他们刚强。
May the Lord strengthen their heart.
我们求主耶稣施恩与他们同在。
So may also God be with them and give them mercy and grace.
我们在祷告的时候，也为着罗芝士跟石志在非洲的圣工祷告。
And also pray for the divine work performed by Deacon Law and Deacon Sheik in Nigeria.
求主带领。
May the Lord guide their paths.
求主祝福。
Also bless them.
我们一起跪下来祈
祷。Let's kneel down in one accord.